Hi, I'm Julie Mackin, and we're here to speak about social justice for the first time in 2025. And you just need to look at the news for 1 second flat to know speaking about social justice is not really going to be top of the pops this year. I don't know about you, but I saw the kind of highlights of the Trump inauguration, you know, where Elon Musk did the Nazi salute and all the kind of if you watch, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't watch, don't. Because I've been really thinking about, it feels like there are moments in our history, what's that poem, Slouching Toward Bethlehem, where the center cannot hold? It feels like things are coming apart. If you're watching this, you're probably concerned about social justice, and you're probably concerned about really kind of basic human rights and decency and kind of ethics, and you're probably feeling a little bit lonely right now, a little bit how do we make sure that regardless of what's going on kind of in the corridors of power that most of us will never have access to, and despite what is you know, going on in America, in various other countries, and to a lesser extent what's going on in our own country, how do we retain hope? How do we retain our own compassion? How do we make sure our small corner of the world, you know, our families and communities and neighborhoods and our state is concerned with each other's well-being and is concerned with really basic stuff like social justice? This is going to become a more and more of a live issue as the year progresses, because we're going to be watching a whole lot of stuff happen globally, as we already have. I mean, man, last year, genocide in Gaza, Ukraine just constantly under bombardment, 56 wars are going on as we speak. And over all of that is the specter of climate change and fires and floods. So, little wonder a lot of us are highly anxious. A lot of us are feeling like, I don't know how to manage this. I don't know that I've got all the answers, or indeed any of the answers, but I do know that sometimes when the world seems incredibly hostile and like there is no place for the likes of you and I, that it's in real live contact with each other, caring for each other, doing the really small things that make us feel a bit better. You know, like smiling at someone that you're walking past, looking for opportunities to help, looking for opportunities to stand with someone who's having a hard time, looking for opportunities to go, I don't need this, is it of use to you? Looking for those opportunities, because it won't change the world, but it will change us. And it will give us contact, not just with each other, but with our own inherent dignity and values. So it's like the song says, you know, from little things, big things grow. The big world feels extremely hostile and extremely opposed to the values and ethics that I think the likes of you and I have. But that doesn't mean we change. It doesn't mean we give in to cynicism. And it doesn't mean we stop caring for each other. So 2025, here we come. Let's look after each other.